the lonesome October of my most immemorial.
The house recedes.
It was hard by the misty lake of Auber, in the misty mid region of Weir. It was down by the dark tomb of Auber, in the ghoul-haunted woodland of Weir.
A huge row of trees appear. A man who appears to be Poe continues the fight.
And here, through an alley titanic of cypress, I roamed with my soul. With Psyche, my soul. These were days when my soul was volcanic. Our talk had been serious and sober, but our thoughts, they were pulsed and sincere. Our memories were treacherous and sincere, for we knew not the month of October, and we marked not the night of the year. And now, as the night was senescent, and star dials pointed to the morn, as the star dials hinted of morn, at the end of the path a liquescent and nebulous luster was born.
In the rear, the top of a tomb is seen, slowly rising out of the mist.
Out of which a miraculous crescent arose, with a duplicate horn, has part be diamond crescent, distinct with its duplicate horn. And I said, she is warmer than Dian, she rolls through an ether of sun. She revels in an ether of sighs. She has seen that the tears are not dry on these cheeks where the worm never dies, and has come past the stars of the lion to point us the path to the skies, to the Lethean peace of the skies. Has come past the stars of the lion to point us the path to the skies. Come up in the spite of the lion to shine us with her bright eyes. Come up through the lair of the lion with love in her luminous eyes.
Flickers up the sky through.
tempted her out of her gloom and conquered her scruples and gloom.
Time.